Welcome back to the Public Libraries of Saginaw's fake news audio blog. Just exactly what is fake news? There is a specific element of deception or intent to deceive implicit in the definition of fake news. Journalism scholars have identified general characteristics of fake news as being deliberate and strategic lies that are presented as news articles designed to intentionally mislead the public. These scholars believe that in addition to being designed to manipulate the public, the articles are usually sensationalistic, which creates tremendous popular appeal. Due to their salacious headlines, they are consumed and shared by millions of people. During the 2016 bid for the presidential election, the term fake news became a mainstream, commonly used, and universal term by individuals on all sides of the political spectrum. Many people fall victim to it because it masquerades as legitimate news. While we live in a time of rampant misinformation, it is nothing new, and actually far predates the 2016 presidential election. In the year 1710, political writer and satirist Jonathan Swift complained about fake news in his essay, The Art of Political Lying. He spoke about the damage lies can do, very similar to descriptions of today's political fake news. He wrote, "Falsehood flies, and truth comes limping after it. So that when men come to be undeceived, it's too late, the jest is over, and the tale hath had its effect." American author Edgar Allan Poe is credited with writing at least 6 stories that were found out to be fake news. One in which he wrote a hoax newspaper article claiming that a balloonist had crossed the Atlantic Ocean in a hot air balloon in only 3 days. Many people, including reporters, believed him, due to his use of scientific details and plausibility of the idea. The story was retracted 4 days later. Perhaps one of the most famous examples of fake news occurred on November 3, 1948, when the Chicago Daily Tribune editors erroneously called the presidential election from the previous day and published the paper's headline stating, "Dewey defeats Truman." An iconic picture shows President Truman holding up the newspaper with the false headline. The caption reads, "That ain't what I heard." The paper retracted the statement and reprinted the news later in the day. This incident is one reason journalists at reputable news outlets are required to verify information a number of times before publishing. The effects of fake news have been wide-ranging over time. With the popularity of the internet, fake news now has a means of disseminating on a vastly increased scale. And as the means of spreading fake news has also increased, the consequences have become increasingly serious. So let's look at some history of fake news. We'll examine it through word of mouth and written word. What could we possibly have in common with the hunter-gatherer societies? Although the term fake news really took hold since the 2016 presidential election, there is much speculation, since there is no written record, that it has been around since early humans lived nomadically in small groups. As the human population grew, there was a much greater need for communication. As contact amongst groups spread, so did the need for more communication, which became more complex. Back then, everything was spread by word of mouth, and essential details about daily living were conveyed. However, just like news of today, that was not all that was shared. There was also gossip, and few ways to verify the validity of that gossip. We learned in history classes that throughout civilization, resources have always been scarce. Early humans had incentive to mislead outsiders about the resources that belonged to their group, since they would want to protect what was theirs. This led to providing misinformation about these valuable resources. Eventually, people began to create tools to record things and keep track of information. And at about the same time, populations began to grow and become less nomadic. Eventually, different systems of writing were invented, and written information came with its own problems. Beyond finding writing material to make the information permanent, not everyone knew the secret of how to interpret the writing. Those who could read became the power grabbers in the group. They limited the access of information, and thus they controlled what people did or did not know. As we know, knowledge is power. People who could not read became dependent on the people who could. Here's the kicker. Some of those power-hungry people developed fake news to serve their own purposes and to influence or manipulate those who could not read. Leaders could send out representatives to read a message, and those who couldn't read had no guarantee that the information was true or accurate. Knowledge was controlled by the literate. With different writing systems came translators to convey information to the groups. Once again, was it honest or accurate? Just as we see in today's society, there are translators of highly technical and specialized fields that must convey information so that the general population can understand it. And importantly, the translator's motives can influence what is being conveyed. In the next episode, we'll begin with the history of fake news as it's related to the printed word, and move on to the internet era and the rise of the bots. Until then, be well, everyone.